This is the sound map of Tallinn. What you have or what you see is actually something that is a result of several phases of a kind of a long-term project that really happened through the process of actually bringing Toon City to Tallinn. So it is, I think, really one of the main or prime results of Toon City being here. What you see, I should explain, is actually as a sort of design object, is really the work of Andreas Topfer and Carsten Stabenow. But I'm actually going to talk a bit about the previous phase, which was actually the content of this map. Where did this information come from? Sort of a short story behind this is actually that we had a workshop last year entitled Sonic Surveys of Tallinn. And the idea of the workshop was to kind of really prepare ourselves and get out into the city and try to explore Tallinn as a space or place of sonic potential, to seek out one of the themes of these sonic landmarks. What are the sort of sound marks of Tallinn? What are the places that people are going to come here and identify with? And during the process of this workshop, this idea of sound mapping came up over and over again. And there's already a kind of a strong association with sound maps because of the online phenomenon of sound maps, the sort of virtual sound maps that you find, very strong, good examples like Udonol's Apari maps, and which is really a good tool when you conduct workshops and collect recordings of spaces and so on, and you want to have a kind of representation of what you find, what you collect, information that you collect. But it was really, I think, Carsten in the beginning who pushed to have something that actually got away from this model, because as it stood at the time, and it still kind of does, the sound map phenomenon online means that you're sitting in front of the computer, your interface is the virtual world. And actually, the question came up, how do we actually get people out back into the city? So how do we collect this information? But rather than represent it through recorded media, we would really like to get people to experience the place itself, not to remove the experience from the place. And that's where this idea of this printed sound map came up.
So we're in the Chromatico, which is number 50 on the Tallinn Tuned City sound map. And it says, this sculpture piece by Lukas Kühne is sensual and didactic, a one-on-one experience which invites to the journey through the 12 halftones volumes of the octave from F to E. This art piece allows the audience to actually enter the artwork and to discover and understand space in relation to its frequencies. The sculpture is a visualization of the chromatic scale, well-tempered, which represents the musical intonation of Occidental culture since the Baroque era. Nearly all classic and popular music compositions have followed these parameters since. So each one of these chambers is attenuated to one of the frequencies, is that right, of the chromatic scale?
Thank you. What we've been doing is we've been walking around with 40 kilos of batteries and speaker magnets on this one, and it's really heavy. So we've been walking around and testing different sites with a method I recently developed called the tactile acoustic interventionist approach. Sort of appropriated this space, and now we want to play more in depth with it.
The Rotterman Center is really important in like many aspects. Rotterman was the name of the factory owner there. They had a coal, no, not coal, that. What's the thing that you make bread of?
Flour.
Yeah. It was the name of the huge, one of the first private entrepreneurs. I think it was beginning of 20th century or the, somewhere there. And the guy name was Rotterman. It was all the complex, you know, because there is now, it's rebuilt the Estonian Architecture Museum. It was the storage, and there was this factory buildings. And it's actually quite interesting because now they, let's say, 2 or 3 years ago renovated the whole space, and now it's like experimental architectural design there.
This space actually works, I think. It actually works from a, you know, from a architectural city planning point of view. I think it actually works really good because it's really lively with people, and there's like, I don't know how they managed to do it, but there's like, there's a really good mix of these big, almost like this big corporation buildings right next to the skateboard ramp. And it was really, that was a really nice mix, I think.
What's the inspiration for this?
The inspiration? It's next to a former sea fortress, and it's like a typical way that this site-specific things start out. There's some elements, like there's wind, there's the concrete pillars, there's some military structure, there's the possibility to make this wind operated, you know, and, you know, a mix of things. So, you know, out of this, and I just wanted to use megaphones for this. So I thought I'd do sound torpedoes. So that's the inspiration.
Yeah.
I just thought it would suit this sort of background, eerie background there. And some people have commented that. Yes, especially yesterday. Today it's sunny, you know, it's like a bright day, but yesterday it was sort of misty, very kind of gray, and they really sort of looked fit into the scene. But the sound it makes now, it's different because it's the last 10 minutes of the installation and all the batteries are depleted, so that's why it's making this sharp noise. It's saying that that I'm dying, you know. Before, for 2 days, they were making sort of really mellow kind of sound, you know? but I was just interested what's the limit of this, the batteries. It's always a miss, hit and miss, you know. So now it's some of one is not working, one is not making sound, but one is really loud, and that the loudness comes from the fact actually that the battery is rather dead. The second one makes the sound that it has been making for 2 days.
Okay, yeah,
so
cool.
But it's always, you know, it changes, it's a process.
So you didn't have the idea of torpedoes and then come here? You
no.
came here first and then had the
yeah,
idea?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Very sonorous, like it just becomes this huge sound object. It's really cool. I like listening to it from outside. It's like lasers.
Amazingly using the acoustics of this place and all kinds of possibilities of her voice, or altering the voice via all the equipment she had there, and the personal experience. I mean, that was, you know, I don't know if you can call it the transcendental music.
Wasn't
but
it
you
too
know,
loud?
I had air plugs, good ones. I mean, it didn't take any good things away, but it took away the bad things. So I was all right, and
Well, at the time I was asking that, is this the madness of what every person has inside, you know?